Welcome back to Locker Room Dads, hosted by myself, Pat O'Donnell, punter for the Green Bay Packers, alongside my co-host, Josh Brinzo, down there in South Florida, who owns a brewery, father of two. Today on the show, really excited for this one, my teammate, whose nickname is Quadzilla, he's joining us live here in the podcast studio. Not only is he a Green Bay legend right now, but now he's a new father, and he is going to fill us in on all the stuff you dads need to know out there, all you new dads. But without further ado, AJ Dillon, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Like Pat just said, a week and a half into being a dad, so I finally made the cut to get on the show. I've been asking him. I was like, maybe if I just get a goldfish or get a dog last season. He said, nope, you got to have a kid. So I pressured my wife. I'm like, let's do it. I got to get on the podcast.
You had a kid for us.
Yes, for the podcast. For the podcast. It's dedication. So I'm happy to finally be here.
I love it. Well, we're glad to have you here. And I think this is the first time we've ever done one where Pat has a guest by his side and I'm all alone down here.
We're going to make it work, Josh. Don't you worry.
This is great.
I'll come down there. You got warmer weather.
So I'll definitely come down.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate you and Gabby. Mm-hmm. You guys introduced Trey into the world, right?
Yes, I appreciate it.
Is this week two?
We're coming up on week two here. Tuesday was a week. He was actually born on my birthday. We had the same last name. I'm Algier Jamil William Dillon Jr., and he is the third, same birthday and everything, so it's awesome.
I feel like you guys timed that perfectly. You got the birthday, and then now you had a kid in the offseason. You know when people try to have a kid in the offseason, it doesn't work?
I wish I'd say we planned it. A lot of luck. I got lucky, and it worked out.
I mean, that's pretty sweet. You can't ask for anything better.
Got to go run to the casino now.
No, walk us through the hospital experience. I'm dying to hear this because I tried to give you a little bit of like a heads up what's going to happen, but you really don't know until you go through it. Me and Josh have gone through it. Mm-hmm. I just want to hear firsthand from you. Like, what didn't you know going in? Like, were we like, wow, that really was mind blowing to me because I thought going in there, like they were going to bust through the doors, like a gurney, they could put, like, just like the movies.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like that, obviously, with you, right? You guys had a plan, C-section.
Yeah, we had a plan and everything. And so I guess, you know, it's kind of like a silver lining of, like, about a week and a half to 2 weeks before we actually had the baby. Gab had some complications, so we had to go to the hospital. And obviously, she did fine. The baby did fine. But, you know, we just had to be there for a little bit. And we stayed about 8 days. And so, obviously, it wasn't fun and it was scary and everything. But the silver lining of it is, from a dad perspective, I got super comfortable in there. All the nurses that ended up delivering the baby and the doctors, like, I knew them all well. Something I learned in, like, fifth grade was how to do origami. So I was just like, to make the time pass by.
That's awesome.
Going ahead and making paper origami cranes for all the nurses. And so by the time we came back 2 weeks later and we're going to have our son, I had already known everybody. I was comfortable. I was like, oh, I know where they keep the good snacks in the basement, vending machine that all the employees get to. But, I mean, everything went smooth when the delivery came, and it was awesome. I was down there in the trenches, saw him come on out, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I didn't know if you stayed above the sheet, if you were actually in.
Yeah. No, I was holding up a leg and everything. It was crazy. Saw the head pop out first, and I don't know. Some people are squeamish about that stuff, but it was unreal. Like, just can't really describe it. It was just crazy. Yeah. It was awesome. Magical.
No, it's hard to describe that feeling, you know? It just hits you all at once. You knew you were having a baby, and then all of a sudden, there's a baby right in front of you and in your arms, and it's really cool.
For sure.
So, you guys had a plan. It's like a tea time, right? Mm-hmm. C-section, you walked in there. What did you do in the morning? Because I know you spent the night, right?
Yeah.
On probably the world's smallest bed.
Yeah.
I mean, in perspective, like, AJ is a big human being.
Yeah. Bigger quads.
bigger quads.
Quads are unproportionate to my body. They take up about half of my body mass. But
you slept fine, though?
I slept pretty
I know you good. Have, like, no problem sleeping.
No, I could sleep standing up if I was tired enough. I've done it before at practice. I actually, funny enough, that first visit, like I said, silver lining of it, I got super comfortable. So I made a TikTok and I rated all the hospital furniture And I was like, this bed is all right, bad back support. And I swear, so I have all these like little cut-ups. So next time I got in there, I was like, oh, well, that one's 8 out of 10. Make sure you guys have this one in the room. And I went along with it. The little pull-out cot, I knew I brought a little Tempur-Pedic mattress, put it down. I had two sheets, two of the hospital blankets, and then I put my blanket over top. I was out like a light.
You're spitting knowledge at people right now.
You were well planned.
If you need any like of the nitty gritty, like I know the hospital scene, the maternity area anyway.
That's pretty good tips.
Yeah.
Did Gabby sleep at all, or was she like amped up and she was on edge?
She was amped up, and then she crashed. She was obviously with all the adrenaline and everything going. She was amped up, but then she got some sleep, and you know they're nice about being able to bring the baby to the nursery when you're there for the first night to make sure, because rest is really important. So. Eventually, like, we were just sitting there, and obviously, they let you, the baby stay in the little portable crib, and so every single sound, I'm over, Trey, I'm looking at him, like, you all right? And then he stopped making noise, and I was like, you good? So, it was nice to let the nurses take him so we could get, like, 2-3 hours of sleep, and then he came back in so she could, like, feed him and stuff, but, no, I mean, like you said, there's really nothing like when you actually have the kid. You know you're having it, but you know there's nothing like it, but it's awesome.
What was that moment like though when you held him?
Was it
like surreal? It didn't really hit you?
Yeah, it was surreal. I feel like it almost hit me like a couple times, like a couple different times. It hit me obviously when he came out first, and I'm just looking at him like, wow, like that's crazy. And then the next day I'm just holding him and he's opening up his eyes. I'm just like, it felt just like so purposeful. Like, you know, there's a lot of things I've done, a lot of fun things I've done, cool things, whatever, achievements and all that. But like, I felt like this is the first time I really had like a true like purpose. Like I got to make sure like I'm on top of my stuff to make sure like this little guy's good. And then obviously like everybody, I'm sure when you first bring him home, when you're not at the hospital, you're like, what the fuck?
Yes. Yes.
So yeah.
All the nurses, like, yeah. Everyone's like, you should stay an extra day. Yeah, like, yeah. No, we want to get home, but yeah. It's the best. They help you out.
So definitely hit me a couple times.
I would be remiss if we didn't talk about Gabby. I want to know about your relationship real quick. How'd you guys meet?
Yeah.
Because obviously you guys are like a huge power couple here in Green Bay.
Yeah.
For everybody listening.
Yeah. I think, you know, me and my wife, obviously I met her in Green Bay. Modern day love story. During COVID, I got drafted in 2020. And so my bright idea was like, you know what? Like I'm very like, if I get an idea, I'm like full steam ahead. And so I'm like, I got drafted. I'm gonna go out there to Green Bay. 3 days later, I hop on a flight, come out to Green Bay. It's middle of COVID. Nothing's open. There's no OTAs. There's no summer training. And I get an apartment. I have no furniture. Oh, I know nobody out here. But somebody hit me up on Instagram and there was a place to go work out, Synergy Sports, over in Hobart. And so I was going over there and I was working out and I saw like a picture or something like that, like a old like plaque of my wife used to be like a serious gymnast. Like she has medals galore downstairs in our house. And I was like, who's that? And he was like, oh, like that's so-and-so, you know, she goes to Wisconsin. So modern day love story. I went to Instagram and I, you know, searched her up and I was like, hey, like if you're ever around. And she went to Madison, University of Wisconsin, and she had been back in town because of COVID. And so it took, honestly, a lot of, like, I was like, come on, let's hang out. And she was like, shoot me down, left and right. No, 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 want no parts. And, like, one day she was just like, all right, like, I'll come hang out. And she, like, admittedly to this day, like, already had, like, a get-out-of-jail-free card with her friends. Like, if it didn't go well, like, they were going to call her in, like, 30 minutes to be like, hey, you got...
I respect that though.
Yeah,
she didn't have that though, I'd be like,
it just tells you the type of woman she is. Like, she's very meticulous with everything she does. But yeah, one thing led to another, and then during that COVID time, I mean, you start to. We literally spent every single day together. There's nothing to do, so we got to know each other so quickly. Like that year felt like almost 3 years. I mean, we're practically living together, and nothing was open, so we were just making fun of. Making our own fun wherever we could. It was nice.
I feel like you guys have been married forever. Yeah. Like you guys are like recently married and like somewhat new to the marriage scene.
Yeah.
But
Josh,
they have an amazing Instagram where they rate food around here in Green Bay.
I do like that. I'm also just blown away with the IG DM leading to a marriage right there. So fast, too. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Modern day love story, man. I'm telling you. Practically Romeo and Juliet.
That's right. I met my wife through Tinder. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not far off.
Okay.
And I mean, it works, like, whatever. I mean, Instagram, Tinder, whatever. Hey,
shoot, man. You miss out 1,000% of the shots you don't take, you know?
That's right.
I remember when, like, people were like, I'm on Tinder, I'm on Bumble, I'm on whatever. I'm like, that's never going to work. And, like, people thought it was so creepy to be, like, dating. And, like, girls were, like, super cautious. But now I feel like it's, like, norm.
They got farmersonly.com.
Someone for everybody out there.
Yeah.
They got everything.
No shame in their game. You want to come
talk about this Instagram you have rating food. All right.
Yeah.
Best spot you got. Where you going?
Best spot I got. I mean, that's a slippery slope there. You know, I know a lot of people are going to tune in here. So it's called Dining with the Dillons. You know, obviously we're the Dillons. And so we got a bunch of places in Green Bay. When we travel, we like to travel to in the off season. So we got some Florida spots. We got some Naples. I don't know if you ever go down to Naples, Marco Island.
Yeah.
Down there by you, Island Gypsy is super good. They got, locally world famous grouper, fantastic. And up here, like in Green Bay, my favorite restaurant is,
I'm looking forward to this one because you're putting them on a spot.
Yeah, my favorite restaurant,
this
is
a big moment.
It depends. My favorite restaurant for like the nicer meal around here would be probably Blue.
Okay,
I like that choice.
Yeah, Blue, and then obviously you got Chives and Chop House. And then if you just want like a great burger and chili, you got to go to, can't even think of the name of it right now. But
is that a stadium? Over about that way?
Yeah, but it's, can't think of it.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Best wings in America, AC Tap, Garlic Parm, up in Door County.
Oh, okay. Oh, speaking of Door County, listen.
I
had to look up some news on you here.
Okay.
I heard you were given the key to Door County.
He's
the mayor.
The one and only.
That's sick. How did you fall in love with Door County? Like, what led to that?
Well, once again, kudos to my wife. Me being from the East Coast, I was used to, like, going to Cape Cod and used to being on the ocean, on the water and stuff like that. And a lot of my friends had houses, you know, wherever. And so we'd be on the beach and stuff. And so, like I said, during that COVID time, wasn't much to do. But my wife's family has a place up there in Door County. And so she's like, hey, let's go up here. Let's check out this place out. And my first initial reaction to Door County, I kid you not, was like, I thought I was in the movie Get Out. I was like, I need to get out of here. Because we're driving up, and me being from the East Coast, I'm seeing, like, you know, you get the deer crossings. They had snowmobile crossings. And I'm not familiar with this. I'm like, where the hell am I? And I'm like texting my friends. I'm like, bro, I don't know what I'm getting into. Snowmobile crossing the middle of summer. But then we get up there and it's beautiful and it reminded me so much of home. And then, you know, just getting out and about, the people up there really are what make it. And it's a lot of mom and pop shops. There's no chains, like no fast food chains or restaurants or anything. Everything's like locally owned, locally produced. And, you know, it's just a big family up there. And, you know, I really just enjoy going up there.
There's a lot of charm there. You know what I mean?
There is. The Door County charm.
You convinced me to go up there. And I love it. I'm like, I don't know why I don't go up there multiple times a year.
It is awesome. I mean, you know, you always got the invite. You and the fam always got the invite to come on up. You know, the key opens up a lot of doors. My dad jokes are coming in early.
That's a good one. I love it.
All right, we can get back to Trey, the real reason why we're here. How did you guys name Trey Trey? Family name? Yeah. What was the significance?
Honestly, your wife, Shelby, gave
us the... Oh, shout out.
Shout out. The wife, she helped us out with one of your teammates, I believe, with the team that plays for the team that we always beat.
The one just south of us?
Yeah, his name was Trey and he was third. And so I was like, that's... At first, I was like, okay. And then we kept messing around with it and saying it. And we're like, we really like this name. And obviously, we liked it enough to go forward with, like, the nickname. Like, I go by AJ. He'll go by Trey.
Was there a close second? like when it came out, we're like, it's Trey all day. Nah, that's what we're doing.
Trey all day. Trey's all day. With. Yeah.
There we go.
There's no second choice. Those are all over the place.
No way he doesn't have pressure now to have Trey the fourth, right?
You got to. You call him Quad. Oh. Call him Quad for his nickname.
Oh, yes. You've thought about this.
I have. I'll be ingraining it in his mind from like the day he can talk. I'll be like, oh, when you're a son, he's gonna be like 5 years old. I'm like, one day when you have a son, he'll be named Quad.
Quad. No pressure.
Quad.
No pressure.
Dylan. Quad's coming. Quad Dylan runs to the end zone. Look at those legs. Look just like his grandfather.
I mean, you're setting him up right there. I love it.
I mean, yeah. They'll turn into this podcast in like 50 years from now, and they're going to be like, yep, it was destined.
It was destined.
He spoke it into existence.
Speaking of football,
yeah.
Have you come across any dad strength? Like, do you think this season, like, you're just going to channel your inner dad strength?
Yeah,
this like
past week.
Fourth and one on a goal line?
I really do.
You feeling different?
Yeah. I don't know, like dad strength, spidey senses, just being it, like, I just feel a lot more fluid. I feel like I'm really able to, you know, enhance my full athleticism. I was holding my son earlier today, and he dropped his binky. I caught it behind the back, and I was like, are the cameras rolling? Because this might get me all pro. So, I mean, hey, the all pro dad is what I'm going for, and if it translates to the field, that'd be sick.
Dude, I think it's going to translate. I do.
All pro dad.
Let's go.
You heard it here first.
That's right. We're calling it out.
What are you looking forward to most this season with him?
Yeah.
I know it's probably a lot of cool milestones that you're going to go through with him. Mm-hmm. But my biggest thing is I wanted to have a kid while I was still playing.
Yeah.
And you're able to do that.
Yeah. That,
I think that's sick.
That was one of my big goals, too, especially playing running back. Everybody knows the reality of this business. And I also don't want to be like, shout out to those guys who play running back for years and years. But, you know, I want to be able to still run around with my kids and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, to an extent. And so I don't imagine myself playing like 10, 20 years or 10, 12 years. So it's really cool to, you know, I really want to get him down on the field and just kind of have those pictures, have those memories. And who knows if we bang out a couple more. Just get them all down there.
Unintended.
That'd be awesome. But just to be able to experience it, kind of like you said, I think it's really fun and it's awesome for them to be a part of it.
I love seeing it though, because when I first met you, I'm like, this guy's so far away from having kids. Yeah. Like, I moved in across the street and he's like, oh, this is the old guy on the team. Yeah. He's got two kids. Like,
this guy's ancient.
And now you're the one that's telling me, oh, I'm thinking about having a picnic after
once we get this patio summer practice.
I'm like, oh, man.
Yes.
Look, now, I mean, now you have a children's book.
I do, yeah.
I mean, you dabble in so many different things. I really wanted to give you the platform. Talk about this book. We have it right here.
Absolutely.
When is it launching? Where can people find it?
Yeah, right now, actually, just right now, it is out on Amazon. It's also out on Orange Hat Publishing, which is my publisher. Called Quadzilla Finds Its Footing, written by yours truly. Obviously was inspired by, you know, having my son. But, you know, it's a book about, you know, trying and trying again and kind of finding your niche. Obviously, we got that football tie-in. Quadzilla does happen to be a powerhouse when it comes to football. But, you know, it's really fun. We've had some great reviews from a lot of people you might know. Charlie Behrens, Randall Cobb, Donald Driver, maybe Pat O'Donnell after this. We're going to see. But July 11th at Lambeau Field, we will be doing a launch party, signing, details TBD on that extent. But it'll be a lot of fun. Hopefully we pack the house and, you know, just have some fun with it. It was a really fun off-season project to do. And, you know, I'm big on morals with the story.
Yeah, how did it come about? Where you're like, that seems like a fun idea to create a children's book.
Yeah. It's
that hard thing to do, though.
Yeah,
Everyone thinks it's super easy.
It's a lot harder than you think to get it actually rolling. Everybody, like, obviously, anybody can write a book, but to get it all rolling and put it all together is tough. And I honestly didn't realize it was going to be as challenging as it was until, you know, you have an idea. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to have this character. We're going to have him named Quadzilla. He's going to have big quads. And then it's like, then you start talking with your publisher if you're lucky enough to find one that you really like. And like, all right, well, what's he going to look like? What's, like, how are we going to, you know, fit in all these different aspects and include everybody in all facets of life? And how you can't have it be too long. You can't have it be too short.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Because there's some nights you want to skip to the end of the book. Because some of them are so long.
Yeah, too many words.
That, please get to the end.
That was a big thing. There was, like, under 600 words is huge for parents because they do not want to read an entire book. But it's just long enough to put your baby to bed. It's just long enough to put the baby to bed.
It's proven.
But not boring. So you can also read it in the morning.
No,
and we can also make smaller copies for parents if they want to, like, bring it in the briefcase and bring it in for their lunch break. You know,
Quadzilla. You can do that also.
Yeah, this is gonna be it's gonna be a series. So we got Quadzilla finds his footing, and hopefully this one does really well once it launches, and we'll have Quadzilla goes to work for all the dads. Quadzilla does a podcast.
you need a Quadzilla verse, and you have to introduce Megapunt.
Yes.
I like it.
The Quadzillaverse has to
exist. I just want to be featured. I don't have to have, like, a type. Maybe just, like, a little something. Like, there's a bunch of characters on there.
Oh, actually, I'll give you a little sneak peek here. We did, we do have some Easter eggs inside the book. And so, as you can see here, we got a little, we got some other monsters running around, but we got a bear. And we got a Viking.
Ooh, the detail.
And we got a little buck for Milwaukee. We got some fun little Easter eggs throughout that aren't really, like, talked about, but you'll start to notice it. So it's really fun and interactive. Great illustrations as well by Summer Morrison.
I was going to ask, did you draw all the pictures too?
I tried, but stick figures only go so far.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so did you ever, like, picture yourself writing a book? Because writing a kid's book seems so... I don't know. You don't think about it your whole life, or maybe you do. And then you're just like, I'm going to write a kid's book and it's going to be sick. I'm stoked to read this to my kids.
Like I said, kind of earlier, I'm an ideas guy, and it's
a lot of ideas.
Sometimes oftentimes too many ideas, but then for however long I'm, like, super locked in and focused on it. And then this one, I actually, like, finished to completion, but I have a lot of projects that are still half done. You know, it's I had a great team around me for this one to kind of help me hone those ideas in. And definitely didn't do it by myself. My wife helped out a ton going through. I had an entire notebook filled of ideas of what this book would look like, and she was nice enough to cross out more than half of them. So, big shout out to her again. And then obviously my publishers and everybody else who helped me get this copy, and then the finished copy coming soon.
Oh, I'm excited.
So start to finish, how long was the project?
I'd say I started it pretty much like the week after we were done with the season. So late January.
Huh.
And then the launch date's July. So 7 months-ish.
That's pretty quick. Yeah. I mean, I know it's a children's book.
It's
a Harry Potter novel.
It was a quick turnaround. I wanted it ready before this season. Obviously, we have a dedication in there for my son, and so it's kind of coinciding with me being a dad.
Is really Trey in this book? Is he a character?
He may be. He may make an appearance. He's not.
Okay. Oh, yes.
You gotta look. It's kind of like Where is Waldo? When you read it the first time, you're like, oh, that's cute. And then you go back and you're like, there's a lot of little Easter eggs in there, which I enjoy.
I feel like if you score a touchdown this season, you're going to need to, like, whip out a copy of the book, sign it, give the ball and the book to a kid.
That'd be sick.
Everyone should line up, like, Indian style. You're reading the book.
That would be awesome. I mean, even on here on the front cover, you see Quadzilla's got the gap like me. It's awesome.
I love it. What's not to love, though?
Mondays. Mondays are tough.
OTAs.
Yeah. Otis.
Josh, I'm giving you the floor. Any last hard-hitting questions before we let AJ go? Back to being a dad.
Yes. Okay. You're in your first week and a half of having a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is always like, how you sleeping? So, how you sleeping?
You know, I really feel like it's not that bad right now. I guess I was prepared for it to be very challenging. And so this might be also me just being like, hey, this is going to be terrible. You're going to get absolutely no sleep. So I'm like, oh, it's not that bad because I prepared myself for the worst. But, you know, I mean, my wife and I, we got a good thing going, like, up to a certain point, like when it gets late at night, she's like, you just got to go to bed. I still got practice in the morning. So she's a great teammate in that sense. But, you know, I feel like besides last night, actually, he's been pretty much like sleeping consistently for like an hour to 2 hours, sometimes a little bit more until he has to feed, which is great. And you can get, I'm fine off low sleep. So if I can get like 2 to 3, 4 hours, I can go do whatever I need to do.
That is amazing. I'm like the worst about sleep.
I'm like, I don't know.
If you're born to be a dad.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know if there's a way to calculate it, but I think if I were to, like, if there was like a no sleep functionality test, I would ace it. There's been times I've been in college and like stayed up and played video games or something or gone out and then got like 2 hours of sleep and then gone at like practice. Done my whole day, done the same thing again, and like run off like 72 hours and go on like 6 hours of sleep.
This guy's meant to be a dad, Pat.
He's ready. All pro dad, man.
You know how many people are listening to this right now, like complaining, like, oh, I get like 2 to 3 hours performing at a high level. This guy's a running back. It's not like it's me at practice where I don't like do a whole lot.
This guy's got to truck through people.
Yeah. That's my X factor. I mean, when we had the baby, we had him on Tuesday night. And then obviously we're up all night on Tuesday, and then we had like Wednesday we're still at the hospital, but then I came on Thursday back to the facility and we had cat club, which is like our hardest day. And I was like, all right, then I went back to the hospital. I got enough sleep, a couple of hours, I'm good to go, locked and loaded.
2023 NFL season, look out.
Yeah. Coming for you.
He's got that energy.
Quadzilla's finding his footing.
That's right. Yes sir. He is.
My autobiography, intro to the book style.
We got it here.
Well, good stuff. Josh, can I let the man go?
You want to wrap? Yes, sir. You got a baby. You got to tend to that baby.
You do. He lives across the street. We can have him on anytime.
Yeah, he's a recurring guest at this
point. Happy to be on now that I made the cut, man. I'm psyched.
Oh, you're in the club now. Yeah. You're in the dad club.
Yeah, I guess Pat was telling me until I have my next child, I can't get on for another episode. So at this point, like I was hoping to get on like 5 episodes. So, you know, next time I'm on here, we might have a whole basketball team.
We'll be ready.
You're going to have a whole new slew of followers that are dads. You're like, who are these people? And speaking of that, where can they find you? I want you to give him your handle, your Twitter. He's a must follow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Entertaining guy on social media.
Well, I wanted to make it challenging for everybody. So every handle here is going to have a different number at the end. So Instagram, AJDillon2. You know, 2 is my favorite number. AJDillon7 is my Twitter where you can find me. 7's my lucky number.
What is wrong with you?
Dining with the Dillons on Instagram.
Who's your marketing guy?
If you're into video games and Twitch and things like that on Twitch, I'm AJDillon28. That's obviously my football number. And I believe that's about it.
Do you have any accounts that, like, they try to be you, they impersonate you?
Yeah,
I know that's a thing now on Twitter because they took away the blue check mark.
Yeah, I'm buying the blue check.
You bought it?
Oh,
I bought
the blue
check. Oh. Yeah.
Do you think LeBron caved? LeBron said, I'm not paying for that.
Elon Musk is.
Elon's paying that bill.
Elon's paying this.
What?
Yeah.
This is breaking news. When did this happen?
When the blue check happened. The new blue check.
So he said, I'm buying it for you?
Yeah.
Nice guy. Anyway. I'm going to wrap us here.
Alrighty.
Everybody out there.
Do you want me to give you a beat or?
Yeah.
All right.
We never had a beat. Do you want me to wrap it?
Oh, I thought you were going to wrap it.
Please do. Please wrap us.
For everybody listening at home.
Yeah.
Thank you back for listening to Locker Room Dad.
Yep.
We drop every Wednesday.
Wednesday.
You never know who we're going to have on next.
Hey,
see you next time, guys. I'm sorry about the rap.
See you next time. First ever rap here, live.